You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Well, guys, I want to talk about Harry's, our new sponsor.
That's right. I actually use Harry's. Shave my face with it. I shave my head and face with it.
It's
great.
Razors, man. And they just sent us our free ones, and they're pretty fucking great, dude.
I'm telling you, these are the best razors. And even a shave gel, and I'm telling you, it works amazing.
I'm playing
great
with it right now.
Good.
It's a metal hand. It's a nice, like, hefty metal. It's a sturdy razor.
It's a man's razor.
Yeah.
It's a man's razor.
It is a good kit you get
and
with
it. And it delivers a superior shave, and that's what I love about it. And you know what? Harry's actually bought a blade factory in Germany and has been crafting these blades for the longest, so nearly a century. So how can you beat that? You go to harrys.com, enter the promo code RACEWARS, you get a discount.
Well, let me tell you something, Sean. I grow hair on my face like a filthy terrorist.
I know you do.
I know. Nothing short of an ISIS knife,
yes,
or Harry's razors is going to cut through this.
My face is like ISIS had a baby with hip-hop. And I use Harry's, and it fixes me. I'm telling you, it fixes me right up. It cuts clean. It don't leave bumps. It's great.
In no way do I want to imply that Harry's is affiliated with ISIS. Perhaps now looking back, that's not the best way.
Listen, use the promo code RACEWARS. Definitely. Yeah. You get $5 off your first purchase with the code, and they'll send you a new one every month.
Use the code. The starter kit you get, which is a nice kit, is $10 with the code, dude, which is awesome.
Never buy blades again.
I just did buy blades, and it costs way more than this, and I didn't get this whole kit. This is great.
It's great. It's Harry's. Go to harry.com. That's right, harry's.com. Fix your face.
Finally, I get good free stuff. Rich Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
Race Wars are in. We're in Race Wars. Episode Race Wars. Of course, Kurt's not here yet. Kurt's not here yet. But I'm here, and we got a guest in the house. Sid, now what's your last name?
Sid Singh.
Sid Singh.
Yeah.
Man, I would have teased the shit out of you.
Well, other people stepped in. They stepped in and took your place.
Sid Singh, celebrate. Nobody? All right.
No.
And where you from?
What was that?
That's the Martin Luther King song. You know the King song, the Sing Sing Celebrate?
No.
Telling.
Did he? Now, was that a song
very
about
telling.
Martin Luther King, or was that a song he sang?
No, it was a song about Martin Luther King for his, like,
it's not like one of Martin Luther King's, like, B-sides. Like, he sings, too. He doesn't just do speeches now.
He played blues saxophone. So, where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area, California.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And what kind of now? You're Indian, right?
I'm Indian, yeah. Indo-American.
Indo-American.
Sounds Singh delicious. Is a Sikh name, though? Is that all the men are last name Singh?
No. So, Singh... guys, as you can tell by the way I look, Singh is part of the warrior caste.
Okay.
In Hinduism.
I see some warrior in
And
you.
So Sikh is like a warrior religion.
Right.
So they're like an offshoot. But I am not I'm not Sikh.
So Sikhs are like the Navy SEALs of Indians?
Basically, yeah. If you ever go into like a history of India, like any war,
right,
there's like five or six things of like, yeah, this Sikh guy and a grenade took out 45 Chinese dudes or whatever. Like,
really?
It's always crazy stuff, yeah.
Oh, they go hard.
Oh, they are, insanely. Don't mess. That's why I'm always surprised that they get so much racism in America. I'm like, that's the person you don't want.
Because they look like Muslims, that's why.
And plus, don't they carry a knife, like a long knife or a sword, like a what's the name of it? A scimitar.
I think it's Persian. Those
that's
are Persians?
Persians?
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought, like, the Sikhs have, like, their knife is like a ceremonial type of... Yeah.
Well, actually, when my cousin got married, because we are technically in the warrior caste for whatever reason,
right?
And he got to bring a sword with them during the ceremony. Like, they just gave him a sword to hold.
Really?
And then since he is who he is, he said no thank you, and he replaced it with a lightsaber. But, you know.
Nerds.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Caitlin, you used to date a Sikh.
Really?
Did you really?
For a couple years, so why don't you tell us about that?
You dated Narinder Singh?
No.
Okay.
What?
What are you talking about?
I read something on your blog. I thought.
Do you blog?
I used to, sort of. What? I'm horrified that you're reading my blog. That makes me very nervous.
Something's got to get me to sleep.
Yeah. Deal. No, my dad's a Green Beret.
Oh, you.
Yeah, I dated a guy that went to boarding school. But okay. That's not.
Those are very similar. Those are very similar.
Now all you have brothers tradition. And sisters.
I have a little brother. Yeah, yeah.
So you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest, yeah.
So what's going on? Do people call you Muslim when they drive by drunkenly in a car? What's going on in
your
life?
Happens. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm on here to I never thought I would have to argue this point, but it's the idea that Indians are also oppressed.
And yeah, I think that's just comes with the territory of being a minority. Here's the thing. Here's what I feel like people always they say, oh, so you're saying you have it as bad as black people? No, of course not. Like that. Okay. No one is saying
that. I do think that the false equivalency is sort of the conversation stopper. Right. It's like, you know, I'm like, hey, my latte is too hot. And it's like, yeah, but is it as bad as slavery?
Yeah, no, exactly.
But it's also annoying.
Yeah, it's exactly.
No, it's not as bad as slavery.
Yeah,
but y'all are oppressed, too. Does it mean saying Indians are oppressed?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, hate
crime. Because Aziz seemed to be doing great, so...
I feel great for him about it.
That's like people say, hey, you got a black president. Things can't be too bad for you.
Oh, yeah, it's same thing with Bobby Jindal, the governor of New Orleans.
That's right. That's right.
He might as well just be an Uncle Tom, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, wait a minute. Brown beef. Brown inner beef.
Well, first of all, he goes by Bobby for no reason other than he was like, it sounds whiter, is what it seems like his reasoning is.
Right. What's his name, though?
His name is Piyush, I believe.
Yeah, go Bobby.
I mean, he's running brother. In Louisiana. I mean, it's like I understand that impulse. Right. In the same way that, like, if a performer changed their name to, like, something, you know, like John Stewart, you know? So, like, he changed his last name for whatever reason.
What was his original
Hebrew
last name?
Hebrew Stein. It's Hebrew Stein.
It used to be Leibowitz.
Right? I don't know.
Is that Hebrew Stein?
Yeah.
Probably Hebrew Stein. But, I mean, like, I understand that impulse.
You're saying that it's too American? Like, he went too far with the Bobby instead of saying,
It's not even that. It just feels like he's being fake about it. You know what I mean? It's just like he tries to play up his Christianity. There was a recent story. He had a portrait done of himself in a mansion, and he just made in the portrait. He just looks white.
Oh, really?
I saw that. Wait, yeah. Was that his decision, or was that
Karen pulled that up?
So weird artistic
choice. Once people found out about it, he went, "Oh, this isn't. I borrowed this from someone else who thinks I'm white, or whatever it was the case."
What?
That may be just a Republican thing, and not. Isn't he a Republican?
He is a Republican. Yeah.
So wait, is Sammy Sosa a Republican?
Like Lindsey Graham's straightness. You know?
Because Sammy Sosa's a Republican. They all bleaching their face out.
Oh man.
So do all Indians think that? Like they think of Bobby as a.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for all Indians.
What are your parents? Your parents love him?
No, they don't. I mean, they don't really know who he is, to be honest. They don't really focus on politics
they don't
as
like.
Much. Yeah, of what they have heard, they're like, that seems impressive, but I don't care.
So
what
if you run for president? Are you first generation
American? I'm first generation American, yeah.
So we've got a lot in common.
Yeah, of course.
What was that like? I mean, how would you describe your parents? Like,
well,
their beliefs or...
So I grew up in the Bay Area, California, which is like the diversest place in the world, I think.
So what age were you when you got your first Jerry curl?
I mean, probably six. You know, I got it early.
Fucking up people's pillows. You son of a bitch.
I was not a popular sleepover kid. They were like, don't bring them. No one has this much detergent.
And they said, yeah, it's because of his hair. That's why we don't want him here. people are sneaky, Sid.
Yeah, I mean, when I grew up, my best friends were like Singaporean and like Vietnamese and stuff. So, and you know, the token white kid.
Yeah, the
there.
Bay Area is pretty diverse as far as like a lot of people from like the Far East, I guess.
Yeah, and then I went to high school and it was like an almost all white high school. And I went, oh, this is racism is like it can be specific if that makes sense.
What
you know what I mean?
Explain it.
Well, because when you're growing up in the in Eastside San Jose, there's so much of everyone,
right?
That it's sort of like it's kind of just sort of like equalized at a certain
it's
point.
It's washed, right? You can't single anybody out.
You can't really single. I mean, you do, but
I don't like that kid. I don't like those people.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back and forth. Like, I mean, right after 9/11, people did make a choice, and they were like throwing rocks at brown kids. But like,
yeah, we were. Yeah. Wait, what?
It was a very diverse group of people throwing rocks at brown kids. You
right.
know? Yeah. It was like the white kids did it, but the Vietnamese people led the charge. If that makes sense.
What did they?
Yeah. Well, hilarious. It was more like this kid named Jack led the charge. He happened to be Vietnamese.
Oh, but he was still he's still American kid.
Yeah, he was American. Yeah.
I guess my question is more like, what's it like growing up second generation? Because I mean, like your parents have this cultural identity that is distinct from the one that you're like growing up in and like navigating school
Bobby,
and figuring all of that out.
Look at that picture.
I know.
Bobby.
Yeah, no, it's ludicrous.
He
absolutely
is out of
ludicrous.
Control.
Absolutely, yeah.
That is the whitest Indian dude. No.
That's for real. I thought you might be kind of, but that's a real thing.
That's a straight up thing.
Yeah, that's a picture of a white guy.
Yeah. That's him trying his best, I guess.
Oh,
internalized
man.
Racism?
Yeah, I guess.
You think they got him hating himself? You think poor Bobby down there hating himself?
It's like the photo negative of whatever that picture was supposed to be.
maybe there's a flash? I don't know.
Man, well, that was an awful...
As far as I can tell...
He even got his crooked face right. It's just white.
It's just white.
It's just white.
As far as I can tell, Bobby Jindal's like whole strategy is whenever someone gets him on something tricky, he just goes straight to Christianity and he just talks about how much he loves the Bible.
Yes.
Until people
That's
move
how
on.
He deflects. Deflect
That's how he deflects.
Issue.
Yeah. But
he might be president.
He will never be president. Shit. There's no way.
He's run. He's going to run.
It's just so tough for Republicans to win the nomination.
The brown barrier has been broken.
You think so?
It swings. That pendulum swings.
Yeah, that's right. There's always pushback. Once it goes one way, it's going to go the other.
I remember people saying, you can't vote for a Democrat for a president. And then people said, hey, you can't get a Republican for president.
You think so?
I've been through all phases of it.
I feel like it's right now it feels like we're in a weird spot where it feels like the Democratic Party will just eventually split into two, and then those will be the two main parties, is what I assume is going to happen.
You think the Democratic Party is going to split?
It's split in two, and those will be the two main parties at some point. Because it's just hard.
So you think Republicans are going to get pushed out all the way?
Yeah.
You think Libertarians are going to be the
right now,
second part of the Democratic
their vote.
Party?
I think what you're talking to is the nomination process and like how conservative the nominee has to be in order to win over the base.
You're just
and
never gonna...
unwinnable at this point.
Exactly.
Because the Republican Party is split. But yeah, I think that's a phase thing. Like I'm with Sarah.
I think the Republican Party is going to split. I think it's already splitting.
I think it's already split.
It's splintering at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that going to, I mean,
we need more parties. That's all I say. I'm the over two party fucking.
Yeah, but we can't because of games.
Over
like, whoever splits first loses the next decade.
Yeah.
Oh, they already lose. They already lost the next decade.
Well,
since
in the UK, well, they've been splitting like crazy. It just leads to weird things happening. I feel like whenever you have like six or seven parties, there is like this weird thing of like, that's the best chance a racist will ever have of having a lot of power. Like,
well,
UKIP.
That's what Israel's like. Israel has like a representative, whatever they call you know, like the number of votes that you get, that's the proportion of people you have in parliament.
Right.
So they have a weird, like everybody's represented, like including the nuts, and it gives them a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's not the way. Right. So if you get like a small percentage of the vote, you still have people
like the
in
Nazi
there.
Party's
and
got
the
a party.
Major parties still need you to make the majority coalition, which means you get a say, even if you're a psychopath.
So they listen to your word anyway.
Right.
It's like the rent's too high, dude, in New York.
Yep. Right. The rent is too high. Have I mentioned the rent?
The rent
it's
is too
high.
But just don't dress like them, those gloves.
his problem was he just never had a second pitch. You know what I mean? He just never had anything else he cared about.
It's like, what else? It's like, the rent's real still high.
It's like great fastball, buddy. We just need one curveball, and he just couldn't give it.
But you can retire on the rent sale. But the rent, well, he's smart because the rent will never not be too high.
Well, I love him because now he just hangs out at UCB.
Does he?
All the time.
Does he really?
Yeah. My friend was in like a sketch class. So I went to their graduation show, and he just showed up because they asked him to like say a line in the sketch, and he was like, "I will be there."
That is hilarious. Yeah.
God bless that guy.
Well, there was a.
Oh,
I was talking to a producer. Go ahead.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, the Chris Gethard show, I don't know if you guys have seen it. They tried to have like a fake presidential debate. Like a character would come on and be like, "Who's going to debate me?" And he like sent out like invitations like Obama and like Romney or whoever. And like that guy showed up.
He showed
up for the debate. And so
he was I sleep in the basement here. I come. I sleep right downstairs in the basement. Right.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be like just a joke. But since he showed up, they were like, I guess we're having the
debate. Real
now.
Debate.
And so they had it.
Somebody got to sit that fucking Blackula grandfather down and let him know it's over.
He's got to have an album cover up here somewhere. How come there's too many Cosbys and not enough The Rent's too damn
high? I say it's not enough Cosbys. Not enough up in here.
Hey, listen, I mean, he was good at one thing is what we found out.
I mean, he was good at two things, apparently. Fuck him. I mean, I love Cosby. I can't. I don't know. It's allegations. I don't want to get race war sued and they'll take our fucking bong.
We were talking about him as a known rapist before this thing with Hannibal blew up. There's an episode of us with what's his name?
Who?
Neil Brennan.
Oh yeah,
that was that episode.
Okay, yeah, and we
talked
about
that's
it then.
Right,
yeah. We've been on this Cosby rape thing way before America.
Yeah, we broke the news.
We've been, in
and he's scared of you guys. That's why he hasn't done anything
for a while.
Now, what do you do now for a living? What are you doing?
I work at a law firm right now in L.A.
And your parents just so happy they high five each other.
They are so happy. They really are happy. It's what you do it. You know.
How old are you?
They're
I'm 26.
Happy.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
you young as shit, man.
That's what I keep telling people.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, you got a girlfriend? What's going on in your fuck life?
No. I'm very single. Yeah.
Single dude?
Yeah.
Celibate single?
Who broke your heart?
As far as I can see. Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
What are you into? Men, women, half and half?
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best with women, but we'll see. If they keep giving me the cold shoulder, you got
to
move on at a certain point.
Well, first of all,
stop going after shoulders.
Go after titties and pussies.
I feel like, you know, titties are fine, but shoulders are where it's at. I'm just trying to look ahead, you know?
Look,
I can't get the great titted women. But can I get a nice shouldered woman?
Shoulder.
That's what I got to go for.
I'm more pork yeah. show than just titties on girls.
Yeah. Well, it's, so when I was in college, I used to...
Where'd you go to college?
UC Riverside in like east of L.A.
That's right.
And UC Riverside, okay.
Yeah. It's like a...
I left some DNA over there. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to think in my Rolodex of what schools I fucked at. Yeah, that's one.
Of course, yeah. I mean, they got... It's all citrus farms and charred jizz. That's what right, UC Riverside right. is known for.
That's right. They used to call me Tropicana.
great in the morning. I used to be part of like all these clubs just because whatever gave out free pizza, I was just in.
Right.
So I was in a Muslim Students Association. I was in Latino Students of Medicine. Like whatever, just whatever gave out free pizza, I had
hilarious.
A membership in. And I was in MSA. And there are all these guys who are like, yo, it's got to wait till marriage. You know what I mean?
For sex. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I very occasionally get to do it. And they were like, really? How come you're not around women all the time? And I was like, oh, well, I try my best. Like they were like, I've never lost so much respect
right.
From a group of people at once when they went, wait a minute. So you could be on a date right now and you're hanging out with us. And
you chose to be there.
But yeah. They were preaching abstinence at these meetings, right? I mean,
they were... Just preaching Islam, I guess, for the most part. I don't know. I was there for the pizza. I didn't really talk about much else.
Now, did you live on campus there?
I did live on campus, yeah.
All 4 years?
Towards the end, I started living off campus, which is a mistake in Riverside. I recommend don't go where all the murders and robberies happen.
Now, was your school in any way like University of Oklahoma?
No, Riverside is one of the, if not the most diverse campus in America.
Okay.
But the University of Oklahoma thing,
What do you think about it now, Sid? What's your feeling, Sid? Should we go march? Should we go protest, brother Sid?
About other stuff. You know, it's like what fraternity, I just feel like a fraternity saying the N-word isn't surprising. Fraternities are most of the racist people.
Yeah.
Like, of course they said the N-word. They got tired of saying faggot and they just moved on to the next word for the day.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bunch of white kids who really want to be around a bunch of other white boys. To be so that they can be unabashedly racist, like of course that's who's going to do that.
But the kids came out and one kid came out and apologized, and one kid's parents came out and apologized for him.
Oh,
and but the kid who came out and apologized said he made a mistake. It's like really learning a song and then singing it all the time is a mistake.
I don't know. Yeah. I can see getting caught up in the moment. I mean, the fraternity
in the moment
thing,
you knew the lyrics. That's not in the moment.
I know, but I mean, like, you know, if you're
the hardest song in the world to learn, I picked it up pretty quick.
Let me tell you, it was very natural for you.
It's
you
very
were just
catchy.
Like, catchy song. You were snapping your fingers.
Me and Kurt have been harmonizing.
Look, I'm not above chants. Trust me. When I was young, we used to chant. What was the chant? Good racist. That wasn't really racist, but it was kind of. It was fight, fight, nigga and the white. The black don't win. We all jump in. But it ain't like attacking nobody, I guess.
That's beautiful.
Here's Curdy. Oh, here's Cut McGee.
There he goes. But I guess what I was asking before about like when you were growing up, you're living in this fairly liberal society. Like what are things that your parents believe? Like, did you find that you were fighting them like growing up on a lot of
my parents are
assimilation
pretty
issues?
Liberal for the most part. Like, if anything, actually, their problem was that like their friends would have ideas and I would just get stuck with that. So, like, I was a classical Indian singer for, like, a couple years.
Oh, we got to see the videotape of this.
It's up there somewhere. Oh. I don't think it's on YouTube, but it's on, like, it was, like, called ITV at some point. And you just see me with a bunch of other Indians singing, like, about, I didn't know what they were singing about. I just learned.
He was doing a dance, too. You know you did the dance. Yeah. I used to date an Indian girl.
Hold
I did
on.
An Indian girl for, like, 4 years.
Before we go any further, because I just got here. Never mind that shit right now. Okay. I want to ask about what this is.
That's one of our sponsors, Harry's.
Oh, it's a shaving
thing.
Yeah,
that's one of our sponsors, Harry.
Oh, I thought it was the new vaporizer that... I was like, Indian songs and vaporizer, dude.
Of course,
can you please?
And I thought Kurt was really getting smooth with his podcast life and was just easing into a commercial just now. He was just confused.
No, I was not easing into a commercial.
I thought he was going to go into the first line. I was ready. Like,
okay. You're dead wrong, and I have no idea where I am.
You're not
and
a
I got here late.
Well, you know what they say about Harry's? Great shave.
Yeah, great shave. They actually got one at the house.
What did I miss?
I'm looking around at all
why
of you.
You missed like, everything.
I know. Tell me about our guest.
He told us everything already. We know where he's from. Yeah, we know who he hates. White people.
Right.
So that's why he finished.
Oh, so he's like, well, Sid's on the show because of me, first of all.
Well, you missed half of it. So say thank you to Sid.
Thank
you coming up late.
Oh, thank you.
It's not my fault. I live in a goddamn dump. By the way, you know why I'm late?
Why?
A fucking light fixture just fell right next to me. It didn't fall on me. Just fell for no reason.
Like it smashed?
Yeah, and just smashed all over my floor.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to fucking, I just got this new vacuum that I had to like suck up giant chunks of glass and like hold the tube up to keep the glass from.
Oh, dude, lordy.
We live in the, but no
Did
water.
Did you get it all up?
Yeah.
Karen, your feet will be bleeding today.
That's not all that'll be bleeding.
You know he left some glass.
Hopefully. I know. I wish it was close to Steve's area so he could take some of the brunt of his glass.
Where was it? Like the bedroom?
By the fucking...
Is it
by
big?
The fridge.
Oh, fuck me.
It's just like the whole apartment fucking sucks
it's
dick, dude.
It's so fucked.
Hey,
we've had no water.
There's an apartment in my building
water?
That just opened up.
Well, don't you live in a weirdly expensive apartment for a broke person?
Hers is kind of, but it wasn't so bad there.
How much do you pay rent?
$1,750.
Too damn high.
Insane.
Get the guy, get the governor here.
$1,750 for like four people?
Actually,
like
let's discuss.
Anyway, so I felt a special connection.
Pennies.
I felt a connection to Sid, you know, since I live like a fucking... third world Temple of Doom child, basically.
Sid's a great dude.
I felt like I could connect with Sid.
I mean, have you ever eaten a monkey heart? It's delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But is that any of that stuff real, by the way, in Temple of Doom? Any of those foods?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, not that I know of. I will say this. Here's the thing. My when I was younger, my dad would be like, I hate this. This is dumb, but I'm still going to watch it because where else do you get to see an Indian in an American movie?
Yes.
So
that's a thing, right?
Yeah. That's how.
Because you don't see a lot of that.
Well, and, that's what fucking Gone with the Wind was. That's why it's like, hey, she's a maid, but fuck, what else we going to
watch? That maid was black?
What else is on, motherfucker, with us in it?
You kind of just take what you can get.
You take what you can get till you can get better, Sid.
Well, so here's how I started talking to Sid, because I wanted to get Hari Kondabolu on.
Hari Kondabolu?
Kondabolu on. You know Hari, right? He's beyond... the fucking, what's his name?
He's a Sid-like
He wrote for W. Kamau.
Nah,
he's on
Kamau.
Yes, I know the kid. I know the guy.
I keep telling him that. I keep telling him that. He always disagrees.
That he's very Sid-like.
He's very Sid-like. Hari's actually one of the few guys I always get nervous talking to because
why?
I feel like he's such a better person than me.
Hari does have an air of being a better person, but I like Hari.
He's a great dude. I'm always worried I'm going to say something stupid when I'm around him.
He's a very, like...
That's what I keep telling him.
That's sweet.
No, the last time I talked to Hari was on The Approval Matrix, and I told him Indians aren't impressed, and his eyes just fucking popped out of his head. Like one of those squeezy wrestler toys, you know? Like, he's like, boom! And I stand by that. Now, I wouldn't say Indians don't face any kind of discrimination, but when I say oppressed, I mean, you know, like black shit. Like you get shot by cops. The Indians aren't experiencing that in America, or are they? And I have no idea.
Well, in Atlanta recently, an older Indian man just got destroyed by a police officer who was basically, they found it later, it was just like a huge power trip by that cop. He was like, he knew that guy couldn't speak English. He was asking him to like cross the street, and then when he wouldn't, because he couldn't understand the cop beat the shit out of him.
Where was this?
It's in Atlanta.
Jesus.
Well, that ties in this Ferguson thing, because the cop, by the way, the source of all this cop bullshit, and that, you see that report about Ferguson, like what they do there?
Oh,
which, by the way, it's not just them. Every fucking police department does this. New Jersey's the worst state for this.
Well, that's why we were talking about the fraternity thing. The fraternity thing was terrible, but it's not unique.
No, but it is. Here's what makes it unique. It caught fire on social media.
Right.
Well,
it's getting less and less.
I think I told
this.
It
was random more than anything.
But everybody got fired. The kid, not fired yet, but the kids got expelled. The fucking, they taking the letters off the
They made Bob Stoops like come hang out at a rally.
They got a box of frisbees. It's like, give me that frisbee. Put your frisbee in a box.
Absolutely makes it more hurtful that the kid had a tuxedo on while he's singing.
Oh, I love
song.
That.
He put a little straight and it's like, me.
I love that part because they can't say he was just an asshole kid. Just a punk kid.
No, it sounded like, I said on Reddit, it sounded like one of their oldest songs that every member learns.
Yes.
But didn't they find that there was like a black member? Like
there was one black member said that's not his brother's.
There was a sad looking little Jordan Carlos sitting in the corner.
Everybody knows what the one black member in a white fraternity.
Wait, was
like.
There? Hold on, there
it's
was
Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
there was a black guy on that bus.
No, bus. But like they kept talking about how there will never be one in the fraternity. But like apparently, like 40 years ago, there was one. Which
no,
is
it's what I saw an interview with one. He was saying his disgust with that frat, and they not even he don't consider them his brothers
because
they don't respect the
But
letters.
Don't they have like the pictures of every year of your fraternity? I've never been in a fraternity.
You can only imagine what's rubbed against his picture in a fucking frat house.
Your fraternity, if they don't enforce like really strict kind of shit on a fraternity, it's just like a gang. Like the only
that's what it is.
So,
that is what that is.
Yeah.
That's why I have no problem with them cracking down on a frat for some bullshit like that. Because the second it's not like that they immediately turn into, you know, Leaving Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. You ever see that movie?
No, never.
Oh, well,
but I agree.
She gets it in the butt from a frat, and the guy wears his football jersey while he does it.
Mm-hmm. I've lived it.
Yeah, but you could say the same
it's
thing
that movie
about
I based
so many different
groups.
Well, you know, it's
Here's like, the Ferguson thing. This is what I was talking about.
I mean, football teams are the same shit.
But what I was going to talk about with that old man, the Indian man. So Ferguson, they generate all their fucking revenue from bullshit tickets.
Right. Yeah.
Which even if you hate black people, because there's still people that are like, fuck those blacks. They're the biggest criminals. Why they get the most fines? There's still people that are saying that.
Right.
Like, you should be able to relate, but you should be able to relate to cops being out of line, hassling you for bullshit, and putting fines on you that lead to other fines.
Yeah,
that's like, I'm well acquainted with how that works.
Well, that's not a black thing. That's a poor people thing, and that's everybody. That's me as well. That's, right. Like, we're all in that together.
No, it is, but if you're a minority, you're going to get it. If that goes on, minorities are going to get it worse, because it's easier when you got to do that kind of extortion. It's easier to do it to, like, you know.
Yep.
Some brownie than it is to white people.
Yep. I'm just saying I'm not financially better off than anybody that's happening to. So if it happens to them.
No, but sense of entitlement takes me down to the parking ticket office to ruin somebody's
where
day
everybody
until
looks
they
like
reduce
you.
The fine or right. like some
or
other.
Or everybody, whoever you get a ticket, if a white person get a ticket, they got somebody, a friend on a force,
true.
Yeah.
a family member. So you just wasting your time giving tickets because they're going to get it.
Friend of a friend.
Sponge.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go after black people.
Underemployed attorney.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I totally get the old Indian man thing, but still, I mean, Indians are not oppressed. How are you oppressed?
Well, can
in
I ask a real question? What? Do you think that the oppression of Indians is targeted at Indians, or is it because you guys just look like
Muslims? I think a lot of it is, you know, well, India is 30% Muslim. And actually, that was what I was going to come on to say. The other 70% look just like that 30% most of the time.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and
we're
here
sort of,
in America, you guys just look straight up brown.
Yeah, I mean, no one's like really asking a lot of questions when they're racist.
I always ask questions before I finally.
No one's like, you fill out this questionnaire before I beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, listen, very few people are. I mean. Fucking holding their purse tight if an Indian guy walks by or fuck.
No,
an Indian is more likely to be like a victim of like some kind of.
Not
you know,
bathing or something.
No, not
so mean. It took 30 minutes to get the meanest comment in this.
Somebody with an Indian accent answers.
No, but
like
we talk about
like,
this.
Ugh.
Listen, Indians. There's a new thing now. Here's what I was talking about when I said that, because there's and Hari's part of this movement where like it's like if you're Korean or Indian, now they're suddenly going to throw their lot in with black people. Like, yeah, we're all people.
Everybody's trying to get down
like,
with us.
Well, Indians and Asians were the white side of that equation
for years.
You're the white side. So now, like, your parents are still the white side. I don't know how you feel, but your parents definitely on the white side.
Oh, yes.
Fucking Gandhi, this is where we're laughing at. Mike Lachey wrote that letter to
to
South Africa because he saw apartheid. He goes, no, we're not with
them.
Blacks.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
You were like white people, don't you? And Indians are like white people. I'm just saying.
Indians are not like white people. Indians
although, you
are
know,
white people.
Technically, California actually settled that because some of the early Indian immigrants, because India believed that we are the Aryans, the Aryan race or whatever. Descended to. So,
just saying.
Yeah, just saying. Hitler had a lot of great ideas.
And by the way, unlike,
I know black girls who got blue contacts, they think they're real.
And unlike,
yeah, don't
by
make
the
it
way,
so.
unlike fucking so. Like Islam, let's say, although there is some of this with Islam, but unlike Islam, like white people, especially England, like going back, they love Indian shit. Like that's the number one. White girl, Eastern, some that in Buddhism, anything like India, they love that
shit.
But so that's
a
part
difference.
Of the reason for I would stack you higher on the hierarchy.
That's
than
the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my
like
life.
Indian things.
Because,
like Indian things.
That's because white people look up to you. That means you stack yourself
they look
higher
up
than
to
them.
Your rugs. It's not that
they don't
like
the people.
You know.
But
they like their culture. They like
the
rugs
aesthetic.
And the. And the
furniture.
It's not just that British and Indian.
They look down on
British
people.
And Indian
Listen.
Is already closer together because of the because they crossed
because
of the colonization.
It is not just rugs.
Yeah. So they
not.
Already had a lot of cultural like
that's
cross mingling.
Like, that's like
and
African Americans.
They're used to each other.
That's like African Americans and white Americans.
Correct. It's different with Indians.
We love each
okay,
other.
Nobody's looking at. Yes, you're
Same
right. People
shit.
Copy black culture. They don't look to black people for their fucking spirituality and shit. You understand? You don't see white people.
I don't
following
see a lot
black.
Of white people doing that.
They follow Indian
yeah,
gurus out the ass. That's fucking.
The rest of the society tease and make fun of those people.
That's true.
It's all Christians making fun of those fucking people. They like that's the majority of white people doing
listen,
that.
You definitely have to hear a
with Eastern medicine and all that. You can look down on.
I will not deny that you have to hear some saucy accent jokes. However, I'm just saying oppression to move at the level of oppression is pretty fun. Like if you're born Indian in America, your odds of doing pretty good are right on par with a white person.
Well,
right
I mean,
on par.
Only,
I wouldn't
like,
say that.
Only...
I would say better. I would say your odds are fucking better if you're an Indian born in America.
I don't think so.
Why
no?
would you say that?
I don't well, think so.
Why do you not think so?
Well, how many Indians do you see on TV with TV shows?
I mean, I'm not basing it on
okay,
entertainment
how many
jobs.
Indian firefighters do you see? What job do you want to base it on? I'll base it on any job you want.
engineers, all the fucking smarty pants jobs. Doctors,
Sick.
Surgeons.
But
doctors and engineers. I doubt they want firefighters.
I'm sure someone want to play baseball. Didn't you see that movie?
You might have that immigrant family thing of like pushing the generation to succeed.
Yeah, Jews are also not big firefighters.
You might have the in-group thing of like if you have somebody like your family knows.
Just firefighters. You see how low black people are.
That's about any job.
Hold on. Everybody's talking at once. So you stop. Sherrod, let's not gloss over this. This tells you how much lower black is on the totem pole than Indian.
Okay.
Sherrod just said, where are the Indian firefighters? Like, firefighters an aspirational job.
Wait, it's his, not? That,
no.
What are they watching?
Wait, firefighters
for?
The jobs not an aspirational
Indians,
job?
No Indian.
Kids, you see little kids playing with fucking fire trucks. You see them playing with fucking mm-hmm.
You're telling me your Indian
comics?
Parents go, that's son, grow up to be a firefighter. You're telling me you know
they
someone.
They would not have been filled up say, by a
yes, absolutely. What do they want you to be?
But that's his parents. Is his parents all of Indian parents?
Yeah. If you, a lot of people in New York, if they grew up to be firefighters and they're Indian, their parents would be fine with it.
Yes, thank you. That's his parents.
You also have to balance it with like how people came into this country too.
Exactly.
For the longest time, there was just a quota system
for
Indians.
How did you get in?
Right.
I just feel sweet about it. You know?
Canadian border.
What was the numbers of Indians? What was the quota? Do you know what the exact numbers?
Well, there's I don't know the exact quota, but I know like even now, Indians are only like 0.9% of the American population.
Right.
So we're still like really, really small part of it.
Oh, I thought it was
small.
I was going to say hi.
That's
oh, yeah.
Would you
your
say?
Your parents' immigration story. How'd
so
they get in?
So my dad's story is crazy. My dad is like a genius at science and stuff. And like he got but he grew up really poor in India. He got a full ride scholarship to Purdue University. And he had to turn it down because he couldn't afford it.
Oh, okay. I thought because he wanted to become a fireman.
Well, no, that didn't help. It didn't help that he wanted to bring his ladder. And
wait
it was
a minute.
So expensive.
He couldn't. When was this? What year was this?
This was like in the late 70s.
They didn't have affirmative action for Indians set up in the 70s, really?
I mean, he got a full... Well, what actually happened, from what I understand, and my dad actually doesn't remember the details of this.
Right.
He was reading a textbook,
he was
and he found a mistake.
Then.
And right. He like wrote a letter to the professor and said, "Hey, this is wrong."
Right.
And the professor went, "Oh, it is. No one ever told me that. You're right."
Yeah.
And here is a full ride. Please come to the school. And my dad had to turn it down.
Ain't there how like
if you get a full ride, why would you turn it down though?
Because it pays for all your tuition, but you still have to like fly out there and like live there,
eat and textbooks.
You can't get loans for
get out of here.
Is it because you're a foreign student? No, but when you get school, any kind of school loan paying for stuff, they usually will. I mean, I guess maybe a plane ticket they won't buy, but that's the kind of shit.
From what I ended up taking was my dad so he got his PhD in India, and then he got his postdoctorate at Columbia University.
Okay.
And so he actually had to go to a prince and ask him for the remaining, like, money scholarship.
That purple rain prince? The prince?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have no sisters he could sell or something?
I mean, he tried. Actually, my dad was almost sold, is what the story
really?
Is.
Was he really?
When my dad
wait,
was
he on a boat with a tiger or some shit?
Yeah. You're really Indian.
Yeah, really Indian.
Holy shit.
Did his orangutan mother get killed by a tiger on a boat?
Yeah, that is what happened. That is absolutely
that's why
he
couldn't go to college. Him and his tiger friend went off course. Holy shit. What an inspirational story.
That is a crazy fucking story.
Your
dad is an American hero.
Yeah, he really is.
Oh shit! We
keep
should listen now.
Yeah.
But,
go ahead. Finish.
So what happened was apparently they grew up poor, and some family that like I think their daughter like had a handicap or something.
Okay.
Was like, we'll buy your son. He'll grow up with us. He'll grow up rich.
Right.
We'll give you guys money.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, we give you the handicap girl.
Hilarious.
He marries, you went with that bitch.
He becomes the heir to this family. Wow. We give you money so you guys do better off.
Oh, word.
And from what I understand, my grandma was considering it, and my grandfather was like, no, I'm not selling my kids like that.
I would have packed that bag so fast.
Now, what was the deal with that prince? He had to give him the secret of man's red flower.
Yeah.
Me and Caitlin don't get it.
You never read Jungle Book?
What?
I mean, not like the movie part of the book.
Those in the... All right. Well, it doesn't matter. We got to talk about Harry's real quick.
Yeah, we got a new sponsor. We got a new sponsor on Race Wars. We're really happy about it. It's Harry's. It's for beards, Karen, so you can't use this.
Yes, I can.
Well, for your legs, I guess. For your legs and your cooch.
She looks like Moses down there.
Great beard.
It just makes it more fun to part.
I call her Pussy the Rabbi. That's why we only use Harry's.
That's right. First of all, Harry's... you know, razors get expensive. You got to buy them every week. You run out. How many razors do you run through, Sid?
I don't shave very often.
Wow.
But if I did, I'd use Harry's.
You would use Harry's.
I would use Harry's. Oh, man. Wouldn't even think about it.
It just, you know, it delivers a superior shave. The starter kit is $15. It includes a razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or foaming shell or shave gel. It's
supposed to be precision German engineering, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, yeah, because they bought this factory in Germany. Ooh. That's right, Karen. Karen knows the stuff.
Pretty goddamn good to me.
And they got all the blades coming over from Germany. Oh, and you know Germans know how to cut.
Germans know how to do things.
This looks like the kind of nice razor I'm always using behind my roommate's back.
It's nice as shit.
I got one at the house. It's great.
And you can legally carry it in New York. So
this is a nice razor.
It's Harry's, baby. It's Harry's. Use the promo code RACEWARS.
So it's $15 for this?
That was race.
$15, and it gets you every
good deal.
Every month. That's right. It's $10 with the Race Wars promo code.
What?
So use the Race Wars promo code.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a good product. So this
and
one's
it comes
though.
In a really cute box if you're giving it as a present.
Just
very
get this
cute.
Over here.
It's Superior Shave. It's Harry's.
Put this with my
Listen,
things.
It comes every month. And make sure that you use Harrys.com and enter promo code RACEWARS. That's right.
Good deal, man.
And
just
check out
$5
off on a starter kit. That's right. You get discounts with the RACEWARS code. So make sure you go to Harrys.com. That's right.
$10.
Harrys.com, put in RACEWARS promo code, and get hooked up.
Yeah, if you're like me and you look like a fucking Turkish criminal, you need a razor.
This razor's great, too. I use it. I'm telling
you. I'm going to try this out, man.
I love it. It's flexible. It makes my black hair feel good.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's pretty.
Thanks, Harry's.
So what do you do now, man? So you're a comic?
Yeah, I'm a comic, and I also clerk in a law firm. So
you're from L.A.?
Yeah.
See the success?
You got to choose a life, Sid.
I know.
Either
well,
you're clerking,
I'm just kicking
or you're motherfucking
I'm
jerking
keep,
out here with
I'm just going to keep kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, okay. I really would like to see more Indian comics, just to the point where, like, they don't have to automatically be famous just for existing.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice. Well, I do feel like I dealt with the not. I don't want to say the opposite of that, but like when I first went out for late night at the comic strip,
okay,
I had my audition and I did pretty well. I would say I did the best out of the five that auditioned. Okay. Every joke hit, whatever. Right?
Who'd you get judged by?
JR.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably. Well, whatever.
He's not even there no more. Yeah.
JR's here now.
JR's here now. He's like a really nice guy.
He's a great guy
now. But during the audition...
Did he tell you he was too Indian?
Here's what so the guy who auditioned with me was this comic named Narinder Singh.
I know
You know Narinder, right?
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
He also auditioned. He did fine, right?
Right.
And after, you come to the feedback portion, and I'm thinking like, man, I killed. I'll get at least a callback or something. This is nice. I'm a new comic. This is good. And he goes, you and Narinder brothers? And I go,
that is inappropriate.
And I go,
that's why it's hard for Indians.
Narinder
and I go,
really,
well, it gets, because I go, I go, no. And he goes, well, anyway, like I told your brother, no thanks for right now. And that was it. That was the conversation.
Is it
that
because Narinder out
is so amazing.
You? Because Narinder really does the Sikh thing.
He is Sikh and
with
I'm
like,
not, yeah.
The beard and the turban and everything.
Sure.
So if you're looking for a Sikh, you got a Sikh.
Yeah, okay. You have to go with him if you want a Sikh.
First of all, I want to tell you, I'm going to go downstairs.
I got to hug JR.
I'm going to go shake JR's hands so hard. For saying that to someone.
Oh my God.
Are you guys brothers now? No. Well, like I told your brother.
Yeah. No, he didn't miss a beat. He was good. He was good with it.
All right. That son of a bitch.
Oh, I just remember being. And then I eventually. And once I got past, he was super nice about it. Like, he was, I was just like.
First of all, JR shouldn't be judging
classic.
Anyone getting into a club anywhere. Unfortunately, Lucian died. He was supposed to be handling the racist review of your set.
Lucian earned it.
Yeah. And Lucian earned the right to do
it. But now JR was good, I think, over there.
Well, Lucian would go like, he would go, well, Kurt, normally I'd put you in that spot for a black or a Puerto Rican, but you seem to be able to handle it, so we're doing the black spot.
See that?
Well,
white man taking the black man's spot.
Well, the coveted Godfrey spot.
Just take it.
The coveted 11:30. Yeah,
you want to say City?
Really an entertainment.
You want to say
something? Well, they've gone through so many bookers since then,
that's
too,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to hear bullshit at clubs, but the ultimate thing of show business is clubs don't mean jack shit. And luckily, where showbiz counts, they're really out looking for fucking Indian guys, especially if you're young.
I guess. I mean, I just...
Well, if you're young, they're looking for you regardless.
Right now, I just...
Oh,
the way I look at
how
it
old
is...
Are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, dude. Young a young shit. Indian? You got all the... Are you any good?
No. That's the one problem.
Oh, okay.
One strike. But other than that, I try my best. I guess for me, I just want to put my head down and just get good at comedy.
Yeah,
I've always looked at clubs as like the awesome place to perform. I grew up wanting I want to perform at the clubs. Like, I get spots at like the alternative venues, and they're fun, but they don't feel... quite as good as when you do at a club. I don't know.
I understand.
You know?
Depends where you're in LA, right?
I'm in LA now, yeah. But I was in New York for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
We'll
go everywhere. He's going to be
everywhere. I definitely know what you're talking about.
Like, you can go on anywhere, man. That's the main thing.
Is it getting you laid is the question.
Good question.
I will say that it's starting to get better.
Are we talking second base, third base?
But I mean, I get to be at the on deck, and that's nice enough. You know, sometimes. I'm kidding, but I did the Fringe this year, and it's nicer. It's
you
nicer
got
there
laid during the Fringe.
And, where in Scotland?
In Scotland, yeah.
Oh, because you know why?
You're exotic to Scottish.
Look,
people.
If you go to Canada or you go to like the UK or something, like Indians are sexual beings there.
Oh, they are here. No, they are here too.
Well, if you
there's
ever
nothing
like,
hornier in the world than a married Indian woman.
No.
I do feel like I get more of a benefit
not
of
for
the
a husband,
doubt
though.
When I'm in the UK.
Yes, I'm not talking. Of course, they're obviously sexual beings, but I'm saying viewed as.
Oh yeah.
Right. Benefit of the doubt's what he means. Which you're right. The benefit of the doubt that there will be a penis. In fact.
Yeah.
If he takes his pants off.
Yeah.
But you didn't bang an Indian girl over there. You banged a Scottish girl.
I did bang a Scottish girl.
Thank you. So they throw an Indian on you, trying to put squirrels and squirrels together, nigga. But I already knew you was banging a Scottish girl.
I've only
I know
ever
was no
met
Indian
one,
girl involved.
One white girl ever who had a thing specifically for Indians. One girl. Jewish.
Where's
she at? Really
how's she
hot.
Doing?
Really
she
cute.
Good? Nice.
I don't know. I'm not in touch with her. But one.
I miss
out
her.
Of all of them.
I miss her.
Yeah. and also in, what was the thing I was going to ask you about being Indian?
I mean, that stuff is changing. Like, I feel like some of that's also just, I don't know, I'm a dork. It is what it is.
Right.
Like,
we all are.
What's the percent of the population?
0.9.
Right. So I would say that's a marginal number
sure,
of
yeah.
people. Hence, marginalization. Like, if there's not that many of you, would you automatically just be in the margins, not necessarily
to an extent? I would say that there is still that fear of violence, though. And I think that's yeah. what I would say the majority of the oppression
well,
is.
Well, tell these blind people to buy something or leave.
You know, I do. And they don't like it because it's a law firm. It's a weird thing to ask. It's a weird thing to ask. They just go,
oh, you do that as a law firm?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm Johnny Cochran, sir.
Oh, shit.
That seems like a funny dude.
You're going to be just fine.
That's what I keep telling them, but they...
You're going to be
Yeah, if just there's a, if you got the right attitude, it sounds like, dude, you know?
Yeah.
As long as you're like, I mean, I would say even take advantage of any, I mean, don't try to get better for sure, mm-hmm. but don't turn down any like, the Curry Kings of comedy or whatever comes around. Like,
yeah.
go ahead and take advantage of that because exposure helps.
I mean, it depends. Like, I had an MTV audition.
Right.
And, They Facebook messaged me. They're like, man, we saw your stuff. We think you're very funny.
Right.
Why don't you come in? And then I came into the audition, and they were like, it was just bodega guy? creepy bodega guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll do this if I can talk like I'm talking now.
Oh, they
and,
said no,
and they
no.
went, hey, can you Indian it up a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, you know what they
and
want.
And I told them no.
Listen, we need someone to Indian. I'm not allowed to do it, so someone's got to do it.
No,
we
you
need
know
somebody
what?
To
you
do
can do it, man. I believe in you.
Hilarious accent. By the way, I want
look
the
at that little Asian dude from The Hangover. He Chinese it up all of the
Koreans Korean. Don't like him.
Whatever
Koreans
he is,
yeah, but
he
got
I know they hate him. He jumping out of fucking trunks, car trunks with his underwear on.
By
the
way, he's
a fuck.
Well, he is. By the way, one of the nicest guys I ever met.
It would have to be nice.
Doctor,
to sell your people out like
that. Yeah, but Koreans don't like him for that, and they also don't like that when he.
They hate him for that.
Well,
yeah, I mean, there's a reason we call Uncle Tom's uncle. Like, I mean, it's just some respect. They're nice people.
Here's what the bottom. Well, he only played that one role. He plays it
in everything he's on.
He played a doctor in Knocked Up.
He was in like a commercial, Doritos commercial doing the same nonsense.
He plays the kid that every Korean parent would be ashamed of, though, and that's why they don't like him.
Right. Oh, there you go. That's a better way to put it. He plays like a... And then so... But at the end of part three...
He's a step and fetch it.
Dude, at the end
and
of part
three... And
that's
what they don't like. He's a steppy and a fetchy. That's what he is. I know why they shun him. Fucking animal.
Yeah, but these are people that cover their mouth to laugh. Like, you're not even allowed to show teeth when you laugh. It's a little bit repressed. Like,
it's
they
out
might.
Of respect.
I don't think they particularly like Margaret Cho either, and she's not doing.
Well, who does?
I don't think she's
no,
good.
No, I love Margaret
Cho.
I think
Margaret
Cho's
good.
But I'm not going
to
go past the opportunity to attack her.
What I'm saying is, I got no problem with funny accents. I don't see what the. I mean, accent's funny. It's funny. What am I supposed to pretend it's not? Dude, the store up here, they're playing this jazz. It was like a jazz standard that you've heard before. With some ski bop on it, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
Some scat.
Right.
But the guys were Indian, so he was just doing it in an Indian accent. It was the funniest.
Oh, that's great.
I want to find it and play it for a song. I can't even recreate how awesome
it was.
I think,
like, the voice is less, like when people say do an Indian voice or mm-hmm. some shit like that, I think it's less like racist against Indians. This is my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it's more like Americans making fun of other people.
Mm. You think
that
so?
And exactly,
I think even with you as an American, you still part of us making fun of.
That's exactly
it.
Fucking right.
Like
that's
you're not
exactly
only make
right
fun of. Yeah, like, yeah. You're not making fun of you. Like we making fun of anybody who
you know
ain't
what
us.
It is?
And we
it's
just
jingoism
laugh.
More
we got
than
all
racism.
That.
That's a fact.
Plus we got all of it here, so we can be like, hey, y'all goes like this. Y'all goes like this.
Because I feel like when you're still just 0.9% of the population, everything out there is going to influence people of, oh, that's what those people are. You know what I mean? Like,
I
that's,
get it.
They're still
not
that.
Yeah.
Yes, but as long as that's the point, you might as well be the people who people make fun of and also can take a joke. Like, and, Korean people notoriously can't take a joke, which is why it's so satisfying to watch that guy clown it up on TV, you know? They hate it, and that's part of the delight.
That is true.
I love that.
Do Korean people really hate Ken Jeong? I feel like he was a doctor. He, like, got that. He got all his bases covered.
Nobody likes a dude who went from a doctor to a buffoon.
Yeah, it's not it's not respectable.
But he played like a Spanish teacher
like
on Community.
I like it.
Listen, as somebody
but
who
I
works
know,
with Korean
no,
people from
no.
Korea, they are not a fan of that. No, because that if their kids in Korea, you cannot behave that way. That's shameful.
They're
so
very
they
behind.
They don't approve of people seeing them that way. It reflects on all, like the same way that Jews go, it's bad for the Jews. They're like, this is terrible for us. And they all think we're like that. And we don't. We think they're uptight. We just like this one guy.
Listen, the line on Indians, the ultimate stereotype is what I judge it by. Nobody looks at Indians like the shit like a black people get. Like, nobody's saying, oh, they're lazy. They don't contribute. They just kind of.
Yeah, but it's
in London, in England, they'd say that about them.
In America.
Not in America. Oh, in America.
Yeah, but
I'm not talking about anybody else's thing.
Okay,
in America, here's the stereotype you just hear about Indians. They're hard. It's the model minority, whatever they call it.
Sure.
That you have that.
Yeah.
Which I'm not even
talking about. No, the first thing you hear is they stink. That's what people are racist motherfuckers
say.
That's
what
they're
racist.
Number one thing. They don't say engineering. They don't say anything.
The way
I see
it, though, is like,
go to this restaurant where I used to live in Jackson Heights, where all the drivers went to eat, and tell me where the smell of cab driver ends and buffet begins. I defy you.
But I. This,
well, then that was a nice challenge for the end of the podcast.
But here's the thing. Any cab
I love
driver,
activities.
I never got into a cab and got out, no matter what the race of the cab driver, and said, ooh, what a good smelling cab driver.
That's right, I've never.
What a lovely effervescent scent.
You know what, Sherrod? Blasting apart racism once again. That's a very good point, Sherrod. That's how unfair it is. Yeah.
But except for that one thing, like, they're smart, they're good at math, they're good at science, they work hard, they push their kids to do really well in school, they go to college, they get advanced degrees. Like, what's bad about
that? Well, it goes further than that, too, right? They're also often seen as someone you can walk over.
That's right.
You can kick an Indian's ass if you really
make
wanted to.
Make them do the work, and you don't have to.
Do you know what you need? A karate movie. You don't need a comedian, you need a karate movie.
Well, because Chinese
you need
people
a
get
martial
shit
arts.
Too now.
Yeah, there's a lot of good, I was watching this Indian robot movie that was kind of good. We had a pretty good special effects.
Oh yeah,
but
Chappie?
No, it's not Chappie.
And Indian dudes in it, right?
Yeah, that's why. I've never seen the movie.
Sid, you're right.
When you get a credible Indian action hero, that's all the fucking.
Well, they got dudes in India who are like pretty good, like
karate.
I mean, I would also argue that like so much of that feels cultural. That I feel like like your parents are getting a lot of that, but it ends when like the accent goes away. So it's like all of the. It's hard to call it racism,
right?
But it's
like
more
you're
calling
just
it, like,
American.
Yeah.
See, I think it still depends. Like, well, like a couple, like a month ago, right? I was at a 7-Eleven, and I got a donut. And my friend like asked if I wanted a napkin. I was like, no, I'm a real man, bro. Right? This is a stupid joke.
Right.
And then this just giant white dude from the back goes, yo, you just a dirty packy. You're not going to use a napkin? And I go,
who said that to you?
Just this giant white dude who was also in the store.
Where was this?
This is a 7-Eleven.
But where?
In California.
Well,
in LA.
You would think on your safe home ground.
You would think
get some fucking
respect.
And then I
just stared at him. Right? I was like, what was that? He's like, oh, you want to go? You want to fucking go? We'll go right fucking now.
I'm
ready to go now.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry about that.
It happens.
I had a rough time with a couple of Uber drivers. I took it out on a person that didn't deserve
it. I knew your heart was in the right place, you know? And that's what
I
took
just want to say.
Lord have mercy. That's
well, that is,
ridiculous.
I mean, that,
that
is,
happens.
Of course,
I'm sure
outrageous.
That happened, like, dumb shit like that.
Yeah, that's not the first time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
But, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I would hope that's the exception. You know, if people constantly fucking threaten to beat you up out of nowhere.
I mean,
it's always there though. It's lingering. You know that shit can pop off.
It can happen
time.
At any moment.
Would,
that's the thing. Is
would
that
a
like
nice analogy or like an equivalent?
Be
like winning catcalling.
Yeah, and by the way,
mildly irritating, semi-constant, but not.
Well, no, because
like,
there is because they do get they will get to the point of like beating. I guess it's catcalling is similar.
Yeah, every now and again
it happens.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, right. You know, in India, the
I feel like apologies, please.
Guys, I wrote down here's a list of women.
Hey, what do you say about Indian bus rape?
Indian bus rape? You know, yeah. I'm against
Pro
it for the most part.
Okay.
Against it for the most
part.
So
I want to know.
Yeah.
If you're for or against
it. But I mean, mostly because of the, you know, and I feel bad saying it, it's mostly the bus part of it.
What
know?
If they have a transfer? what if they have a transfer? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Listen, people, the days get weird, you know?
What's the deal with that? Like, people jump on a bus and rape a woman?
Yeah, man,
and
it's terrible. India is fucking terrible
with
that.
Well, they have
shit.
Something called Eve teasing where you're just allowed to harass any woman anytime.
What's she doing out? I mean, why is she on that bus?
You're right. With a
fair
face
question.
Uncovered, slut.
Well, that's, you know what the worst part is? That's actually what the guy said in the documentary. He was like, yeah. Well, come on, why is she on the bus? I mean, I will say this about Indian
when
oppression.
Did he say that?
Huh?
Oh, when they talk to the guy's in prison now.
Yeah, they talk to the
goes,
guy in prison now.
It's 60% of woman's fault. If
yeah, he was like, yeah, they gave a percentage on it.
She know this is a rape bus. This the B, the 25. He was like, everybody get ready on the B-25. Yeah. This the rape B-25. Everybody knows that.
Oh, it's so scary.
But
and I mean, and
what is that? Brutal. Why is it so rapey over there?
Because it is there is still a lot of misogynistic culture that pervades.
Oh, shit.
I mean, whenever.
Now, is it class? Because I don't think everybody will be to get raped. I don't think rich women are walking around fearing getting raped on
well,
a bus.
Rich women are not taking the bus.
They're not
but
taking
even
the bus.
Walking
they're
in chaperones. The streets. Some of these rapes are happening in the streets.
That's true.
Like, I doubt that the rich women are getting fucking arrested.
Well, you know, a lot of the rich chaperones. Women are not allowed on the streets half the time.
Well, but that's who they go after.
But their
they
parents
don't
like go home. You know
that
what
girl
like,
who got attacked was, she was going to college. She,
yeah.
was, she was doing well. And this is like street dudes that don't like
she
an uppity
trying,
woman.
Yeah.
You know, what she doing out, doing this and that. Like, that means I can rape her. She doesn't know her place.
I mean, he also killed his boyfriend. Like, or they killed her boyfriend. Like, he also had
I thought they just beat him up. They killed him?
Didn't he die?
No,
they dropped him off. And then, oh, he might have gone to the hospital.
He was on a bus with her?
Yeah, they beat up the guy.
That's the beginning of like a goddamn.
They did some real fucked up shit.
I know.
Yeah. Van Damme movie. It's like, I gotta kill these niggas.
But don't you think that because like India is such a, like, as far as I know about it, there's like the super high tech developed part of it, and then there's the super rural, like,
yeah, I used to work
don't
in
you
a,
think it's gonna even out at some point? Like, it
no.
can't continue like that
no.
forever?
I mean, here's the problem with India. No. It, so I used to work in.
Really?
Why won't it even out?
Why wouldn't it even out?
Well, I mean, it could eventually. But it'll take hundreds of years. I used to work at a hospital in India for a little while.
Right.
I lived a weird life. I used to work in a hospital in India, and you could just see that it's sort of like poor people have it so bad in India that if you give them something, they're ecstatic. You know,
right.
we were like checking their cancer lumps or and stuff, and they were just like, "Hey, this is great." Like, you know what I mean?
Well, just because the economy in India is, I think, one of the fastest ones at the moment.
Right,
is it not?
Fastest growing.
That,
but everybody's
that's
not
why.
Getting taken advantage of. Everybody's not getting benefiting from that.
Right.
Sure.
Well, to get it down to how long to get down to America levels of everyone not taking advantage of it, as opposed to, you know.
Well, it's slowly starting to happen with those higher class people. Is
right.
Now that their rates are starting to go up, people are like, you know, an American for like $10,000 or $20,000 more is maybe worth it,
right?
Because it used to be like you could get three Indians for the price of one American or whatever.
Right.
Great deal. But
why do they have to close down Silk Road? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But they have that caste system that won't go away, right?
Well, but that's also more of a rural thing. That caste system is for the most part, like, I mean, it's more of a joke in our family that we're in the warrior caste.
They made it illegal, but people still
do it. No, yeah, people
it.
Still are into caste. And so, that's how you know from the want ads for dating and getting married. They say Brahmin, seeking Brahmin.
That's how my parents, when they had a newspaper ad. Well, what happened in my family is my uncle married a Muslim. So my dad and his younger brother got to, they were like, so my family's been hating Muslims for a long time, you guys.
I believe it's
my
Kashmir.
Family too, by the way.
Is it over Kashmir?
No, man. It's all over the place. Like in Hyderabad, the city where my dad is from, there were riots all the time. Like my dad just has stories like, yeah, you know, sometimes there'd be a riot, so I'd have to stop playing cricket and go hide in the house for a couple hours.
Who do you think starts the shit more, the Hindus or the Muslims?
Just whoever's poorer at the time. That's all it really is. Yeah, it's really what it
comes
down
why
to.
Is it that all these terrorists, see, it's not, I don't believe that poverty thing one bit, because all these terrorists are not impoverished. They're usually well-off kids whose parents would never do some shit like that, but the kids are like,
the leaders
you know,
might be, but a lot of the foot soldiers,
the foot soldiers all poor
in India,
all,
I'm just
the terror
about.
Attacks here, the last ones, like even the fucking marathon bombers, those kids are Chechen or whatever. What are they? Dagestani
or something.
They're not fucking.
They worked
poor
at
kids.
Dagestino's.
They went to all the best. They were not marginalized. They were popular kids.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the thing that makes you get into that is not poverty. I don't know why they keep.
Well, it's just really
that.
Stressful trying to get into college, you know, and you take. You take whatever extracurriculars you can get, you know?
That kid, oh, the underwear, yeah. bomber, the underwear bomber kid whose yeah. dad called. His dad's a real successful guy.
Wrong. Oh, yeah?
Underwear bomber.
Yeah, and he went to, his dad sent him to all these fancy schools around the oh world, and then when he was in, like, Yemen or one of these dumb fuck, that's where he got into being an extremist.
Okay, but that's a good point. Like, isn't there a thing where your parents are successful and you're like, well, I could either try to compete with this level of success, or I can seek my glory some
other way.
Well,
it's like being a hippie.
It's inaccessible to them. Plus they're not even going to get it.
How do they have an anti-hippie movement. That's what they have. Like, whatever this shit happened in the 60s with
plus
the
younger. We're assuming that these fucking rich parents are great people.
That's true, too.
Yeah. I mean, you ever met a foreign fucking but Muslim also, rich father who was like this? I'll give my son everything. No.
But also
he's like, this is mine. You go make your own shit.
The underwear kid could also just be an idiot,
maybe
right?
The parents rich. Maybe he's broke.
Put bombs in his underwear.
His parents should have money.
Well, here's what makes you into that. To me, it's not even your parents so much, because everybody's parents fuck up. It's who do you hang out with, okay? So if you just fall in with a crap, like I just, when I think of my, like how good of a person I am, really I'm just lucky. Everyone I really fell in with, we're not going to do anything that fucking bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a certain amount I can't be told what to do, but not enough. I just luckily had good. So whoever you hang around with, man, if that's what you're in with. And
choose your friends wisely, stupid.
You were a Jehovah's Witness, right?
Yeah.
I have a question about that, because I was a religious free agent for a little while.
Oh, right. What?
I'm an atheist now, but there was a period where I was maybe I'll see. We'll
a
see
religious
what,
for what?
Like free agent. Like I was just like, I was, you know, like exploring. And
were you raised something?
I was raised Hindu.
Right. Okay.
And then I went to Catholic school for high school.
Me too.
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school in Brooklyn.
Did you ever get into it, though?
Not really. Never really could get, but I learned a lot about Christianity.
Yeah, right.
It's great learning everything.
And I had a few Jehovah's come to my door the other day.
My
you never entertained Jew ever.
No, but here's the thing. They left me. I kept asking questions, and they kind of just got bored and left.
They turned you down.
Does that happen?
Well, we.
And give us back.
All right, it's a mix of two things. One, we didn't care for Indian people and thought they smelled.
Oh, it's possible. I mean, I kind of hope. It was that, and that I was just so boring.
Did he take the watchtower back?
Well, I was asking them questions about like translations of the Bible and stuff, and like interpretations of like, hey, is this mountain a metaphor for heaven, or is it just a hill, or like whatever? And he was just like,
can't you just not open a door like everybody else?
You really Indianed it up with that.
What's the difference? Because my mom's sister, mm-hmm. she became a Hare Krishna,
mm-hmm.
which is like the Jehovah's Witness of Hindus.
I've been seeing them lately too in Port Authority. But in 42nd Street.
Yeah. She don't do that. They're loaded. My aunt's loaded, and my uncle. My uncle's a lawyer for the church.
Yeah.
So he makes a shit ton of money. So, but like my cousin's upbringing is like it's the exact same shit as mine. The same rules, basically. Like, no swearing, no sex before marriage, all that dumb shit. It's the exact same shit. And I asked my mom, like, well, what's the difference? Because it seems to be exactly the same. Everybody turned out the fucking same. She's like, well, no, we believe in Jesus Christ. So that's why, like, she has no concept of how that's different.
All super religious people basically adhere to the same rules, right? Don't swear, don't fuck, don't marry outside of this.
Yeah.
But
it depends, because Hinduism gets real weird. Like, the more I've learned about Hinduism, the more I've seen that, like, it's basically like 14 or 15 different religions that just sort of smushed together.
It wasn't called that until the British called it Hinduism.
So I asked an Indian person that, and they said no, but so we'll see.
No, it's not. The British don't get all the credit for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't being classified as Hinduism before the British got there. I just read a paper about it, because the people will say, like, no, the British, there was no Hinduism for the British colonial put it on. And also, there was no caste system. They tried to pin the caste system on the British.
Yeah, that's all Indians. That's definitely
the Brits are disgusting, though. They really did a nib on those Indians. I said that for years.
So did you not go for Jew because you didn't want to mess with your wiener, or what was the reason for not Jew?
Oh yeah, that's 100% the reason. Are you kidding me? I really value my penis, and I don't want the tip of it gone.
The tip won't get cut off when you get
the tip is expendable. That's like the loose change.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. It's like a top five favorite part of my penis. Is the tip. I'm going to be honest. Like,
what are you talking about? The skin?
The skin.
Not the tip, though. The skin.
No, listen,
of it.
There's no medical reason to do that. Okay,
sure.
It's fucking.
But it looks great. I tell you that. I think the doctor
delicious.
Did it.
I don't feel like I don't feel like what's her name? Sian Hurst. Ian Hurst Ali or something.
Oh yeah.
But it is a needless thing.
Oh, it's needed. I don't want all that extra fucking flapping fucking lint
catcher. If I had a kid, I'd get that shit right done.
I get it done.
And if you had a big nose, that's going too.
I don't know.
Cut that extra meat off of there, nigga.
That's right.
I've been told it feels better by by girls and guys.
You know us. Are we going to take care of that?
I don't know.
Are we going to take care of the guys, maintenance?
Thank you. Yeah.
The guys, maintenance on that, Kurt?
Come whip
on.
Them out. I'm going to lay
this
across
is why
the
I came on the podcast. I was really hoping for this
and
part.
I'll tell you what feels more pleasurable. Yeah, go ahead, fellas. But first, before you do that, shave it down with Harry's brand razors. That's right, Harry's. For when you want.
Yeah, Harry's my name.
How big are
sponsor,
Indian
yeah.
dicks? I've asked this on stage many times.
That's a great question.
They're pretty solid, I would say. Or, I mean, I can only speak for my own. I feel pretty good about it.
You still got black in you, so.
Yeah, exactly. We were part of Africa.
We trickled down to you. Don't worry. We got you.
Well, technically, we're all part African.
I think it has more to do with nutrition.
Not technically.
I think it's just more like disability.
Hold on, Caitlin.
Yeah.
I want to hear your nutrition theory about penises. So you got to feed it more.
2 a day?
No, here's the thing. That's what we thought. Some international medical journal published a study where they were having a hard time, specifically in India, with men using normal size condoms.
That's right. I read about this.
Size down to fit Indians. My girlfriend, who was actually in Hyderabad for several years and is dating an Indian man, has dated several Indian men in America. It says that she seems to have a fetish. She says that like the American Indian men have normal size penises, but in India they don't. And her theory is that it's a nutritional issue, but that there is.
That makes sense.
Well, there's that. Well,
they did that study for the NBA players.
But normal for Americans or normal for India is normal?
I mean, we've both fucked a statistically significant number of men, so I trust her when she says it's normal.
Feed
like
a penis,
like
starve
like
the flu.
American normal, you mean?
Yeah, American normal. Okay. Yeah.
But have you ever gone for Indian, Caitlin?
No, not recreationally.
Hurtful. Hurtful.
I fucked in a room with an Indian dude before.
Did you?
I'm telling you, in Canada.
Yeah, some group shit going down.
Yeah.
He was handling his new nigga. We high-fived a couple times. Tried to break eye contact with the nigga.
Watch him.
He had aggressive eyeballs.
Sexual attrition, Karma Sutra.
Yeah, aggressive eyeballs.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that is part of the oppression. Well, a slighter part of the oppression in America is that we're not really seen as real men by a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
it's the soft skin.
I mean, I always
soft, adorable skin.
I have great skin. What can you do?
I don't even. Better color combination.
It helps. Really it helps.
Rob some people. Do some shit. Law abiding motherfucker. Why don't you do something?
Well, I mean, being Indian didn't stop me from being like homeless 2 years
My
ago.
My ass
right?
pussy
like,
can't get
homeless?
Wet from this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
there's
only for like a few days.
Like, Indian people can't catch a break because, like, you know, like if you feel like a nerd, then what? I mean, I think you look fine, but like a buff Indian is kind of a gross thing, and like you know,
you're just not used to seeing it. But if you watch like Bollywood movies,
I've seen it. Who's that one?
I specifically know
someone who's a buff Indian who wears overly tight khaki pants, and he's a funny guy and a nice guy. But like, I just can't with that.
Is it his Indianism, or he just has
names?
It's names.
Indianism.
I always said
JR. Too much muscle.
It's Bobby Gindel.
It's the trifecta of I don't want to fuck you.
All right, hold on.
He's a real smart, funny guy, by the way.
Okay, handsome is...
Yeah, smart, funny don't always be sexy.
Not unattractive.
That's how I always see it for like Indians' oppression is that, of course, we don't have it as bad as black people. They have such a history of oppression.
We'll never catch up.
I always look at it. I'm a big sports fan. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What I really see it as is like, you know, you guys can be the LeBron James of oppression.
Thank you.
You know, you guys can be the Carmelo Anthony of oppression. But like, you know, we're still like the Nick Young. We're still like the Nick Young. We're in the league. We're still there.
Karen,
we get some shots up, you know?
I'm getting some.
Yeah.
Wait, let me get some Indian actors up. You're telling me you wouldn't fuck this guy? Karen.
Who's that?
I'm trying to get Indians for
Karen.
He's some old dude. Stop it with
you. He thinks he's so funny, but he's not that
funny. Hold on. You wouldn't fuck this guy? Oh, how about this guy?
Some of those Bollywood guys, I will say, are beautiful.
I'll let them know.
How about this guy?
That's a pixelated. I don't know what the. What are you, old?
You wouldn't give Farhan. He looks like a handsome man.
I, a white Jew, will find you a hot Indian.
Listen, it's hot Indians out there.
I've seen hot Indians.
Oh, thank you.
But I think you're right in that. Like, I tend to attach some sort of like asexual stuff. Like,
That's the downside is getting that. Like, all the bad. But it's still
not
as
bad. They need new porn. I think Indians need more. We need to see your porn more.
Yeah,
where's your porn, India?
Plus, you know,
I never saw Indian porn in my life.
Really?
You haven't ever seen Indian porn in your life?
Like, just Indians fucking?
Girls.
I've seen Indian girls in it before.
Okay.
Like, but I've never seen Indian porn where it's an Indian dude in charge and it's Indians getting their fuck on.
Wouldn't you say that part of the reason...
That shows you how you're a man.
Well, Jews also have this problem that the women are disproportionately hotter than the men.
That's what I keep telling them.
Like, Jewish women are so much hotter than Jewish guys. And Indian girls also are stunning and the men are whatever.
Hurtful, but all right.
What about Asians? Chinese?
The same. Well, all right, we can get into that.
No, Japanese. need some good looking girls.
Yeah, but when that goes wrong, that goes I got a pretty wrong.
But see, New York, we get the belly of the ship Chinese. You got to go to L.A. to get the hot ones.
Yeah, there you go.
They come here in the belly of a ship on a down low.
We get all of their fishmongers. Wait, question though. Now, your parents do Indians you know in general, do they frown on intermarriage with non-Indians?
My parents in particular don't care at all. Right. Like, they're so worried about comedy, I could be gay, they wouldn't care. Like,
No, they would care.
You're right. They would, but they would hide it until...
Prince? Wasn't it like some Indian prince who was gay? He was on Oprah before and he came out?
Oh, I don't know.
It was like this
Indian prince who was gay?
He was gay, and I think he came out and he was on Oprah before, just before Oprah got canceled.
Oh, well.
And it was like this big thing.
Oprah got cancer?
Yeah. Oprah started her own network.
Yeah, she went off on.
Canceled, not canceled.
Oh, I thought she had cancer.
No, canceled.
No, that's Gail.
Oh, she's doing better than ever.
Indian prince. I don't know. I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on Oprah, nigga. How big? That's the Super Bowl of nonsense.
That's a great point.
It was like a big, she had him on there. He was all dressed up in his Indian garb.
I just feel like Prince of India, I still think of Aziz Ansari before I think of like an actual prince.
Well, so we all do. Yeah.
It's difficult for me to
understand. Don't speak his name out loud, please.
The misogyny of like the bus rape and the Eve teasing and like that culture there with the like Karma Sutra and the history of like celebrating female sexuality and Hinduism and having all of these different like
roles. Well, that's the problem of having a billion people and trying to paint with a broad brush, right?
Yeah.
You just get a little bit of everything.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many Indians who would never relate to any of everything you mentioned, both the rape and the awesome sex part. They were there's just like this other third group.
Well, you know what, dude? My cousin married this girl. I can't remember what part of India she's from, but it's a matriarch. You know, he's a very Christian kid, so he always dated Indian girls. So this girl is, I think she's a doctor. She's kind of hot too, but she's from a matriarchy. Like, there's some society in India where it's like all the women are in charge, and man, she acts like it. I don't even know that much, but she was
She's pretty hot.
She was prickly. Like, I could tell there's something bugged her about
my ex-girlfriend.
My entire
was Indian.
Sense of humor.
Minica, she was Indian.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, they all are.
Oh yeah, I mean, when I first moved to New York, I was sleeping on my friend's couch, and they're like upper class Indians. Like, they're all about the feminism and all the right stuff.
She was like, they had servants. Like,
oh, well, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of servants.
You know how they're always busting somebody in fucking Queens that was just keeping a Filipino slave in their basement? Like,
yes.
What is that? Where does that come from? I mean, like,
I love that, by the way. They paid me $2 a month. Like,
yeah.
What?
I mean, that's what ends up happening there's this whole culture of like, they have it so bad that when you bring them to America, they're grateful, even though you're treating them like shit.
Right.
Like, my mom used to always complain about all her relatives back home being like, you have it so great in America. It's like, no, I have to do all the stuff you don't have to do because you have servants.
Right.
And then so when some of those people come over, they'll just try to bring their servants along with them. It's garbage.
In a suitcase, bitch.
I mean, but that's the thing you always have to like keep in mind with oppression is that like just because we might be oppressed here doesn't mean we're not oppressing someone back there.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Well, my thing is I don't look at especially like real lefties and shit. Mm-hmm. And definitely Hari's on board with this kind of horse shit where it's like this black, it's always like white people are bad and this is an oppressed brown. And they don't recognize how many different kinds of brown people in their heads are white people. You understand? Like, especially with the Islam thing, right? Mm-hmm. I got to hear that bullshit about it's the racism of it. And you don't understand. In those countries, they are the white people and they act like it. Like the sense of entitlement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's where murdering someone for insulting you comes from. You're like, that kid that shot up all those women, Elliot, what's his name?
Elliot Rogers.
Right.
That little shit. Elliot Rogers that shot up those women.
That
because
rich kid, the men's rights
he took Santa Barbara, right?
He took a pickup artist class and didn't work, so he's like, I'm going to make women pay
and he shut up
because
women.
I'm great. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, it's this pickup culture that's contributed to it.
No.
And they're like, no. Well, then if that contributed to it, then guess what? Islam definitely contributes to it.
It's funny because when I was growing up, my grandfather always went the opposite of what's argued today. He said, Muslims are fine, Islam sucks. That was what he would try to, and I would always argue the other side, but...
Right.
You say what? Islam's, but I agree with your uncle.
Me too.
My grandfather,
when Muslims
are
fine, Islam sucks.
Right.
I mean, that was his argument. And I mean, I just feel like it's a religion like any other religion, right? I don't think.
Yeah, they all suck.
They all suck,
They all teach you how to not think.
Anything with a sufficiently long history sucks.
I just feel like there's more.
Well, Scientology only have
you
a long history.
You have to herd these fucking masses.
Yeah, I mean, how many people in Scientology
I'd rather be religion than it's not religion.
Or like mass murder, you know?
I'd rather be there than not there.
Well, I agree with you about, like, if you eliminate it, there's a fucking vacuum, and what does that get filled with? Okay.
Nonsense.
Right now, we got Saddam Hussein, and then that could be ISIS, the thing replaced. You know, I get that for sure.
It's not perfect.
I just want the religions not gone. I want them potty trained. Okay,
yeah, I agree.
Let's get it down. Like Christians have it down to a nice death threat for the most part.
For the most part,
nice Christian death threat. You're gonna feel scared. Nobody really gets killed.
But I feel
wrong with that?
But I feel like Christians also have a thing where it's like they always get away with the fact that they just happen to be Christian when they do shit.
What do you mean?
You know what
I mean? That's what they
say. Like in Latin America, when you see all these people.
Would you like
people,
to know why? Because Christianity, here's what happens. Mm-hmm. People try to say Christianity is the same as Islam. All that violent shit about Christianity, that's Old Testament shit. The official teaching in Christianity is you can't fight.
Right.
You have to turn the other cheek. There's no turn the other cheek in Islam. Certainly not in Judaism. Just Christianity has we're not violent. That's the only one. So if you are being violent, you're literally not being a Christian. All the other ones, you can spread it by the sword, all of them.
Jews,
all of them.
Christians were a long time ago, so there's also.
And
there's
but also guess that. What? Yeah, listen. A lot of Muslims get it down to we don't really do that. Jihad's inside. Great. I'm glad you got it to that point. That everybody else needs to water it down to that now.
Well,
that's
Jews,
the bottom
Jews
line.
Also continue to be targeted with attempted genocides and stuff. So there's a whole where we still got to fight for it kind of mentality.
Well, it is still fun.
They could.
they we could maximize both of our cheeks. You
if
know,
they would stop taking
Saturday's
everybody's money and never giving it back. Maybe.
how hilarious! He strikes again.
I mean, I feel like you know you would never say Jews aren't oppressed because blacks are more oppressed, right? Like oppression isn't like Highlander. Like you can have more than one, right?
You
can.
Me and Sherrod high five
America?
About it.
Yeah,
all
I think
the
in America.
Time.
Yeah,
in America, if I had to be black, hold on. In America, at this point in history, if I had to be black or Jewish, picking, I for like
you're
how
going
I was
black.
Turn,
just
you think I'd go
it.
Black?
Of course, because I'm sitting right next to you. That's why.
I was gonna say Jewish
for the friendship.
Yeah, you already look
hold
Jewish.
But
here's
the thing: you can be both.
I'll let you
be both.
I can.
You can be both. Oh, Sammy Davis.
But his wiener can only go in one, Sherrod. So
oh, and one person.
Hold on, boy. You know what? Hold on, Sherrod. You know what?
But his balls are free to go wherever they please.
Free agents.
Wait a minute. I was thinking in common. I was gonna say Jewish, but you now got me thinking. Maybe it is black if I pick.
I know it is.
Because I
got
to tell
you,
you
started off in a Jewish room. You started off in a black room.
You know what? I'm gonna throw a wild card out there and go Indian.
Yeah. You know what?
Really?
I feel
comedy,
bad. And I'm one black, so I feel bad. I feel like I left you out
for
there.
For comedy, I'd say Indian woman maybe would take
Where's
me
the
quite
Indian
far.
Women comedian?
Yeah, Subha where
Agarwal?
Are they?
I met one.
Who is it?
Subha Agarwal.
Subha Agarwal.
Oh, yeah, there's Subha Agarwal.
And then there's Aparna and Charla.
Who the hell
Aparna?
Is Subha
Yeah, and then there's
exactly.
Razzy.
I got to meet these people.
Wait, Subha Agarwal?
What's her name?
Subha Agarwal.
Yeah.
What the
you
fuck
never,
are you,
you
saying?
Guys, you never heard of Supa? She doesn't stand up in New York.
She's a little short girl. She's got a high-pitched voice.
She's
got really,
long
really
hair.
Fast.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
She's
yes,
the
yes.
one that goes,
Yes,
her.
I know her.
Fast talker.
She's Indian?
She's real, real cute
I thought
girl.
She was Dominican.
No, she's Indian.
No, yeah. She's got the thing
else?
On her head. She's
who was
very
the other
cute.
Indian?
Did she have the thing on
her head?
Aparna. Aparna.
Okay. Aparna and Charla, yeah. She wrote for Come Out, too.
Okay.
Oh, Aparna and Charla.
Where do you stand on cultural appropriation? As it's called.
Well, I'm always confused by that because I feel like isn't that the point of culture for it to slowly shift and change constantly?
No.
Yes, thank you.
No.
Culture
yes.
is cultural appropriation. Okay, can
yes.
I ask you a question though? If I because I think those things are pretty. What if I had a henna tattoo? I got married and I had a henna tattoo all on my hands and mm-hmm. I put a thing in the middle of my head because those are very pretty. Mm-hmm. Would that be offensive to Indian people?
I don't care. I mean, I can only speak for myself. I asked.
Right.
He said no, so I can only speak for myself.
Right.
And I wouldn't
pretty.
Give a fuck. I would think you're a little weird. I was like, all right,
right.
If that's what
yes.
you're into, whatever.
And you should
yeah.
think that.
Right.
And you
I
should judge
like,
her.
Oh,
I
no,
was
that's
still
a girl I can
hit.
Ask for mushrooms. Like, that's what that
sure,
is.
Sure.
But don't you think that Indian wedding shit is like the prettiest thing?
Yeah,
that they
gorgeous.
Have the prettiest wedding
How do you
stuff
feel
ever.
I mean, culture's not a costume. It's literally what your culture is, a costume.
The white
yes.
is
absolutely right. I like your culture costume.
It's not a
costume.
I mean, we have costumes in our culture.
Right. Yes.
No, you know what that shit is. It's just like a
fuck.
Why don't people say that with the fucking beer?
It's just a fuck whitey. That's all it is. No, you don't get to enjoy stuff whitey. You've had too much fun for too long, whitey. And you're not going to wear my hat.
That's the fun of being a Jew, though.
I mean, it's
we
a great
get,
hat.
Like, our pick of
Sid,
hats, basically.
Be honest. How much does it piss you off that all these white people are doing yoga?
It just makes me feel guilty.
Why?
Actually, this is true. When my
you don't do it?
I don't do it. When my grandmother died, I started trying to do yoga because I was like, oh, this will, you know... And then I went to her funeral, and I was like, I started doing yoga. My mom was like, your grandma did not do yoga at all. She thought it was dumb. You're dumb for not asking someone. That was a waste of time.
You just assumed she did it.
I just was like, she's Indian. I mean, well, she was always a very spiritual person, so I just, you know.
Racist. I saw that rapping.
That was racism on my part.
I started rapping because my grandmother rapped.
Indian culture is like really not a cohesive thing.
Not really.
No, it's a lot.
It's becoming
more. How many thousand different religions is it from India? It's like, it's a crazy amount.
Well, I just read that Neil Stephenson.
I just read that
science fiction book, The Diamond Age, and it's like instead of countries, it's cultures that have spread out, and they've got the different, there's like the Victorian one and the Hindustan one. The entire book, they argue that it's maybe not even one because it's just a collection of a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if separate like India for a second, Pakistan is a place that is, from what I hear, more and more just like five states that happen to be next to each other.
Right.
Every once in a while when you see like, oh, the Pakistani government doesn't really have a lot of power outside of certain parts.
Exactly.
That's why they keep making like treaties with tribes in Pakistan.
Like outside of Karachi.
Yeah.
All right, before we go, I want to bring this up.
Oh, yeah, we got 2 more minutes.
Okay, so I found this thing about 8 fascinating opinions on cultural appropriation. This is some jerk-off's art project. Her name's Sana Hamid.
Oh, Sana.
I know Sana Hamid, I think.
Yeah. You know this bitch? Would you be mad if Urban Outfitters started selling clothes and accessories and tried to make trendy something you consider to be deeply personal? This is because Urban Outfitters...
Right.
Put that fucking feather headdress, that Village People hat or something.
Oh, like American?
And that's that's their sacred fucking hat. Like, I give a shit. So now there's pictures of people. So the first one is a guy with a scarf, with that fucking Intifada scarf.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's going, it's only a scarf.
That's fine.
And the guy goes, with my kefaya, I am at home. We are united. Which, by the way, united what? Against Jews? Man. Fuck you.
You like Lil Wayne with your dumb scarf.
Yeah, fuck you. I can't wear your dumb terrorist scarf. All right, ready? Here's the other one. It's not religious to me. It's an expression of color. This is some headscarf shit.
That's a dude wearing that?
Oh, it's a turban. It's a white guy with a fucking turban.
No, that's just wrong. That's wrong.
I think it goes, my turban is for self-respect.
I always see it like, do whatever you need to do.
But it gets good.
Jews still win with the Zara sweatshirt with the fucking concentration camp.
How about this?
We still won that.
Here's the girl.
The sweet yarmulkes.
Here's the girl with the fucking dot on her head you're talking about.
Which I love.
I'm just appreciating the culture. And this girl goes, the bindi is for me, for my religion. Okay? So I'm reading all this and I go, hey, listen, I don't give a fuck about Jesus, so why would I give a fuck about, you know, like the great tree or whatever bullshit you worship? Like, if I don't give Jesus that kind of respect, why would you get that kind of respect? Hold on, here's the next poster.
He's furious.
Why would you wear a cross if you're not a Christian? It's like you're mocking Christians. They
ask
fuck
all
Christians
players.
At the end of this, whining about you having a cross.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I won't give it to nobody else, because I don't want to hear a Christian.
But I always see it like this. Like, I don't care if you're wearing it because you want to wear it because you think it looks good, then go ahead. But like, if you're wearing it because you think, oh, this is a funny costume
I mean, there's a difference between wearing a scarf or going to like a blackface party on Martin Luther King Day. It's like,
I say, as a girl, if it's pretty, it's fair game.
I don't think.
Wait, see, I'm only okay with it if you think it's pretty. If you're like, oh, this makes me like more getting into character, that's when I'm like,
listen, what if I'm a singer with my 3 gay friends and I want to wear your headdress so I can suck cock? That's not allowed.
No, that's fine. As long as you're not like.
Okay, well then my weekend's safe.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
What if I'm just trying to make friends with a snake? With some beautiful music.
I mean, have you talked to a snake? They're interesting people. You know.
All right, easy.
Sid, thanks for coming, man. Yeah. We really appreciate you coming
into
the show.
Me.
Yeah, really fun. Right?
How long are you in New York, dude?
I leave on Monday morning.
And what's your Twitter?
At Mr. Sid Singh.
Are you around on the? Because we're gonna put this out tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna put this one up tomorrow.
So where are you gonna be in the city?
On Friday, I'm doing warm up for some pilot.
Okay.
Anyone can come. It's at I don't know where it is.
If
you follow my Twitter, I don't know something.
What's your Twitter?
Tell people your Twitter.
At Mr. Sid Singh, and I'll tweet it out. Or also, I just got this today. If you guys don't mind, August 6th through the 14th, I will be doing another hour show at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Awesome!
Excellent.
Good for you.
2 shows a day. Right now is what.
Whoa. Yeah. Somebody's going to be knee deep in freckle pussy.
Oh, shit.
It's a great kind of pussy.
Okay. Hey, dude, the title is Knee Deep in Freckle Pussy.
Yeah, am I? I'm like I'm at Mohegan Sun like June fucking 11th to the 13th, I think. Mohegan Sun, so check it.
Oh, I'm coming
out. Foxwoods. Which one is it?
I don't know.
I'm at Foxwoods. I'm at Foxwoods, June 11th to the 13th.
All right. I'm coming to Colorado, by the way. 26 or 28.
And I'm going to be in my crumbling apartment.
Nice.
Oh, God.
All right, that's Race Wars. Thank you, Sid. Great job.
Race Wars.